This is Candace with at Candy Plans on Instagram.
And this is Marquita with MJ Planner on Instagram.
And we are the Planner Pocket Podcast.
Woo woo!
Hey now.
So today, our topic is planner peace, right?
What even is that?
Girl, like,
is there even such a thing?
Literally all week I've been like busy doing all of this crap, and everything that I've seen online has been like, oh, I'm trying to get planner peace and I got this new planner, I'm looking for planner peace, and I've just seen that word so much this past week. It's been crazy.
Oh my gosh. I actually haven't even really been on that much this week. That is a thing, like, always, I think.
Yeah. Since,
like, I've even been a part of the planner community, people are always searching for planner peace, or, you know, the next best thing, or if I get this planner, it's going to help me, you know, or if I get this much space, or if I reduce the space, or anything like that, you know. I think planners, or people in the planner community, or planners, period, are always looking for planner peace.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's crazy because it's like, I mean, I don't always use that term, but like I've used that before. And most of the time it's been when I feel like, okay, my planner's in order. I don't need any more inserts. I don't need any more dividers. And then when I look on Instagram and other people have the stuff, like we talked about in FOMO.
Yes.
Like, oh, shoot.
You feel like you need that, or it's more functional than mine. Oh, that will work for me. Yes.
Yes. And it's amazing because, like, half the time I don't see, like, when people post, I don't see often people saying, okay, this is how I use this section, this is how I use this section. It's just like, ooh, that planner looks nice, or those inserts look nice. That's going to work for me.
Exactly. I do think it does take a bit of trial and error to kind of figure out what will work for you, but like the thing for me is not trying to do what other people do, even no matter how good it looks, no matter how delicious their planner looks. You cannot do it, you know.
It's, yes, you can
take tips and things like that and try, but I feel like when I first got into the planner community, I mean, think about it, when me and you first met, I was in a TN. I was back when Foxy was on Etsy. I had this big old A5 licorice, and I was just so proud of it. And I had all these
you had like 50,000 books.
50,000 inserts. You know, I had my washi. I had my little accessories. I had folders that I handmade. Like, I was living it. I loved it. And then I met Marquita and another other planner friends. And then I was like, oh my gosh, I need one of those.
Yes.
Oh, I need this. Oh, that's cute. I need that too. And I felt like I needed all the things. And I was literally buying all the things.
All the things.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I had to have all of it. And I think I finally settled down when I got my Maldens. I have a pocket and a personal Malden. So I kind of settled down after that, but then I still needed all the decorations, and then Target Dollar Spot, like I had to have all the Target Dollar Spot.
Mm-hmm.
And then what was it, so much crafting, you know, I had to have all that, and Cricut Paper Co. had to have all that.
Yeah
there was quite a few places that I just had to have the things, and built up quite a big stash, you know. Now I'd probably be good with planning for a couple years, probably.
Right. So, like, let's talk about our planner peace journey, like what we thought it was when we started. Like, I mean, you're starting to do that right now.
Yeah.
But keep going.
Oh yeah. So over the years, I think finally, like, when did I start this? Probably 2014. And then, like, it's 4 years later, and I will say the last maybe year and a half to 2 years, I've kind of started, you know, really trying to focus on what I actually need, what is actually helping me to manage And I think with the home buying process and how organized you have to be, and like when your loan officer, the people are calling for paperwork, your realtor is asking you for paperwork or whatever. I think just being able to have that stuff ready, having numbers and having everything just in one spot ready to go because someone else is depending on you for it, it helps you to get organized. And it kind of like that part of everything was good with the home buying, like just having everything in one spot and together, you know, ready to go when people ask for it. Was really awesome. And that was like the best thing I could have done for myself because everything else was chaotic, like taxes and
Oh
you know,
my
all
goodness.
this other crazy stuff. Or thinking you're about to close on a home and then like 5 days before you're supposed to close, they tell you no because of taxes. Like that stuff was so stressful. So just having like all of the you know, everything I needed paperwork wise, you know, it was easy to pick up and start looking again, you know. And then, like when you're needing to transfer all your utilities and all that kind of thing, like it was so convenient to have everything in one spot. So you can just go down your list, call everybody, get everything transferred, have your confirmation numbers. Like it was just, I think if I didn't have that, I really would have been like out of my mind. Because it's just more stuff you have to think about and to do. But having it in my planner, and at the time I was using the Happy Planner, which was super awesome because you could take those pages in and out. I could hand it to Marcus, leave it on the counter for him or whatever it may be. If I was at work and not going to be around, then everything was in one spot and I could just rip it out of the Happy Planner, you know, leave it on the counter when I got home or when he was done with it, I could slap it back in there, but I always had a spot. So those are convenient. So those are some things to think about when you're trying to get your system together. And I've recently changed mine because it's the end of the year and you're thinking about what you're going to do for 2018. You start really thinking about like what worked for me this year, what didn't work for me this year. You know, when you're buying your Erin Condren and she's having a sale right now, my gosh. So, you know, I learned that this year I can use a monthly planner. I don't need the weeklies pages because I don't use them. It's a waste. So I can just get my monthly deluxe and have my note pages. That way I can put all my family stuff in there. And it's in one spot and anybody can look, household really can look in that. Marcus can look in there for bills or numbers or whatever. And then I have my pocket that, okay, so recently I sent MJ a picture of me. I took everything out of my pocket planner and I just put my dividers in it. I thought the dividers were just as much as like a planner with inserts and everything. And I was like, this is so ridiculous. So I took everything out, literally. And I always go through and comb stuff out, but I'm like, there's still too much in here. So what do I really need? So now my pocket planner is basically things that deal with me and my management and things that I need or might need on the fly. It doesn't have any like, house stuff in it really. It doesn't have anybody's like clothes sizes or what they need. All that is in my home planner now. I do have like my home routines and things in here. I have my hair routine. I do have a little bit of finance stuff in here, but it's like two sheets and it's just like my account numbers and you know, like very minute. But it's so small and it's flat and my button is not bulging. That gives me peace.
When it's not bulging.
It's not
Seriously, your
bulging.
planners look like little balls.
I
Like
know. I don't know what the
little
problem is. Like, why do
rolls.
I need that? They're always round. They're never like flat or square, rectangle, nothing. They're always like fat and bulgy. So I'm looking at my planner right now and it's just flat and the, you know, the fastener is flat and it's not bulging like it's gonna bust loose or anything. And it's cute.
Nice. Yeah, I
Yeah,
always love that look.
when it just looks so, I don't know. It
That's
just looks,
peaceful.
yes, it is peaceful that it's not bulging. It's not round.
Yes. So when I think about my planner situation, like I started around 2014 too, and And I remember having an A5 Franklin Covey,
Okay, yeah.
and it was like purple. But then I was like, ooh, everybody has these Filofax planners, so let me upgrade. And so I got a Filofax Saffiano, and that was the most expensive planner like I've ever gotten. It was like, I think it was like $40. And I was like, oh
Oh
my gosh,
yeah.
I'm about to break the bank. It's $40.
Yes.
So, I was planning in that, and it was awesome because I was like doing all these lists and they were so cute. And then Candace, I'm just about to be so real right now. But I met a planner friend in the area, and it was like a really a not so good situation
No, it
because
wasn't.
this planner friend was like it she enabled us, both of us.
Yeah, I feel like it was a spirit. I'm never gonna say it wasn't.
The spirit of enabling.
Yeah, it was a spirit. It was terrible.
Yeah, so we basically just kind of like everything, we just had to have everything. Like it was so crazy because that's when all of this like craze started. Like I have to have this, I have to
Right
have
in the
that.
beginning. Yeah.
Oh, you don't mean you've never been to this shop, or you never bought stickers from this person? What?
Oh, yeah.
And it was
Yeah.
like always felt bad for not getting something from a certain shop or a certain just a certain person or a certain washi from different people. And it was like, shaming a little bit to not have
Right.
this stuff. And I think that in a way, the planner community in Instagram, it kind of feels similar. Like, oh, what?
Right.
You didn't buy that washi during this sale or that sale, or what? You didn't buy those stickers. And yeah, it kind of goes back to what we were talking about, a little bit before about spending and stuff and FOMO,
Right.
how it can be a little shaming. So during that process, like I was like, oh, I need this and I need that. Like I didn't know I needed this to plan, but I guess to be a real planner girl, I really do. And so
And it's pretty.
I know, and it's pretty. So I had like planner after planner after planner, and I'm like, I'm not using all of these planners because literally I can only use one planner at a time. I've tried to use two, I've tried to use three, but literally I can only use one.
Does not work. Remember our Kiki K craze?
Yes.
Oh my
Jeez. So
gosh.
we had the ice blue Kiki K, the cobalt Kiki K, the mint one with the dots on the side. We had the
Yes, the
lavender one.
yellow.
The
Oh
yellow,
my
the black one. Like it was crazy. And everybody wanted the bubble gum one. And we're like, oh my gosh,
Oh yes.
we're gonna pay $200 for this planner. And it was just crazy. And then the same friend would tell us, oh, that's a really good deal. You should really get, this
Oh God.
planner. And
Yes.
it was just crazy. And so that's why, like, I feel like I mean, I'm not trying to put blame on anybody, but I will say that I think it's important to choose your friends wisely and choose your planner friends wisely too.
Yes,
Don't
yes.
just be friends with everybody who's like, hey, bored, send me a DM. Like, no.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I will admit, like, I've been like super bored one day and I'm like, hey guys, what's up? But at the same time, it's like you can't be friends with everybody because everybody is not for you.
No.
So,
You have to have friends that will tell you no. You don't
exactly.
need that. Not friends that are going to tell you, oh yeah, girl, go on and get it.
Yes, girl, you should get it. And if you don't get it, you're going to be out.
Yeah.
Sounds so middle school,
Okay.
but it was, that's kind of how it was. So like, I was buying everything. I was buying every planner. Then I was like buying all of the personal size planners, knowing good and dang
Oh my
well,
God.
personal
Yeah.
size is not my size. But I had them all. Like, literally, if you go back and scroll on my Instagram, you will see hundreds. I can't even tell you hundreds of planners that I don't have now.
You're good about selling yours, though. I'm like a hoarder. I've only sold a few, like the Kiki K's I got rid of, and I'm glad because nobody's like into Kiki K's right now.
Right.
So I'm glad I was able to get rid of them and like make some money off of it a little bit.
Yes, I mean it just sucks because I think I have like three Kiki K's just kind of chilling because nobody wants to buy it.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's rough.
It is rough, and it's like once that value goes down, it's over, you know?
Yeah, once the craze is gone, then yeah, nope, you're stuck.
Right. And so then a little bit later, I bought a Jillio, and that's when
Oh
Jillio
gosh.
it like blew up.
Yeah.
And they've always been there, but like everybody was getting them, and everybody was getting them
Yeah.
from Tanya. And I didn't know that because I was like, ooh, I'm in love with the Mia Cara. And so I'm
Yeah.
paying all of this crazy money for this planner. And literally, all of these people who swear, oh, I'm a Jillio girl, and I spend $500 on planners. They didn't want to buy that planner.
Right. I remember
So,
you had a rough time trying to get that one sold.
yes, like, you know what I had to do? Like, I literally, okay. So I sold it to this girl for $300. Like, I paid $500 for it.
Oh,
I
God.
sold it for $300, and then she gave me two, three planners. She gave me three planners and
Oh, wow.
$300. Yes. So
Oh, my gosh.
it was just a hassle. Like, it was a hassle. And so here I am, even not even thinking about the system of things. Like, what do I need in my planner? What do I have to have? And so now I'm kind of in this phase where I just love all the inserts. Like, I love,
Right.
and I'm gonna like, I just feel like I love everybody's inserts. So I'm kind of
Know.
in a tiff about that. So now I'm just trying to figure out exactly what I need in my planner, which I have a groove because that's what I've been doing this past week, just kind of figuring out what do I need, what do I want, what is my life looking like. And
Right.
so basically all that to say, I feel like the more I step back, the more I feel like I don't need somebody else's piece. Like, planner piece can
Right.
be okay for me, and I don't have to change things. And I can change things if I want to, but
Right.
that doesn't have to break my piece just because I changed my insert, you know?
Right.
So,
You know what I love? Oh, go
what?
ahead.
No. I was just gonna say, so that's it.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, you know how Peanuts Planner Co., like in her Facebook group, she has the free,
Oh,
insert. You
yeah.
could literally put together a whole planner,
Yeah.
like all your inserts that you need. You can seriously put one together and try them out. And that was so helpful for me because I got to try a couple of different like weekly things and a couple of different ones. And then I end up buying from her like to set up my whole pocket planners, like her inserts. But I just love the fact that you're able to try them out and kind of figure out if this is going to work for you before you spend the money, you
Right.
know. I can't even tell you how much I've spent in her shop,
Oh my
but
gosh. Like, I literally have all but like maybe four or five pocket inserts, and I have like, and I switch sizes, so I'm kind of annoyed because I can like blow them up to make them fit, but who wants to do that when you can just print it and cut it, you know?
exactly. Yeah, that's another thing. No extra work.
Right. Man, we
Yeah.
used to like print and cut and paste and by
Oh my
hand, and
gosh.
so now we're just
Yeah.
all lazy.
I know. Just want it instantly. And like, remember, I would never do printables ever.
Yes.
Never wanted to do printables. And I was like, no, absolutely not. I'm not even going to entertain the idea. And now that's like all I want. I just bought my first set of printable stickers on Etsy
Oh.
to try out. And I just, me and the silhouette don't really get along, but I'm gonna try it. But man,
Nice.
just think about that. I mean, you're not gonna want to use the same colors over and over, but like some of those printable sheets, you get like four different sheets and you pay like $2 and it's four different full sheets.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is print and cut it by yourself at home. I'm like, man, let me try this and just see, you know.
Yes, do it.
Yeah, I'm like, what the heck, you know? And I would never. ever entertain the idea of printables, anything, not even decor, any of that.
I know.
And now I do, especially when you're in the mood to set up your planner. You're like, okay, I want all the things. I can find all the things online, you know, and print it. Or you can set up multiple planners with just what you bought one time. Like, I love that.
Yes. Like, I do love that. Like, I'm starting to really like printables. I never liked printables either. But I just kind of feel like they're so, I don't know, especially since I have a silhouette, it's like, I can just cut it out. Like, I could just put it in the silhouette and cut it out, and I don't have to get it shipped. I don't have to wait, forever.
Yeah. Sometimes that shipping can make you unexcited. Like, when you see it, you're so excited about it. And then when you get it, you're like, it took me 2 months to get this, or I'm not even excited. What was I even going to use this for? Or I know one time I bought from a shop, like, seriously, like, around, I don't know. It was like a Black Friday sale. Oh. Yes. Okay. So it's a Black Friday sale. And then I didn't get my stickers until after the fact. And I think I was going to use something for a trip that I was taking to New York. And so now I have these New York stickers, and I'm like, yeah, I guess whenever I go to New York again.
Man, it just, like, I don't know, I think planner piece, sometimes it's instant too, you know, like, we don't want to have to wait in order to get everything.
Well, sometimes you have the idea of how you want your planner set up and how you want it to flow. It's like right there in your mind. And so being able to go and print that stuff off, I'm not advocating for printable shops. MJ doesn't have a printable shop. And, you know, I spend a lot of money there. but you know, I'm just saying, like, when you're trying to really just kind of get your stuff together, or you have an idea of the way you want something, printables are really helpful.
Right.
And I've kind of, like, this is probably the first year that I've really, like, messed around with printables and done anything with that.
Yes. You were trying to throw out your printer every time you tried a printable, like last year and the year before.
Oh my gosh, it was driving me nuts. Yeah. And then trying to cut some of the printable inserts. Peanuts Planner Co. is super easy. Yeah. Like, if you try to measure, and that was my thing. Some shops, like, if you try to measure, it's not right, but I don't know. You just have to use their cut lines or whatever. But, like, Peanuts Planner Co. is, like, you can measure it on your cutter. And it's very, like, spot on. And I like it to look uniform and all the pages the same. And so that works for me. But, yeah, I will say, like, right now I do have planner piece with my little pocket. I have my insert for my hair routine. My monthly calendar in here, I do write down and color code, like, family stuff, and then I transfer it to the big one on whenever I choose to do my planning day. A lot more shops are doing pocket size inserts, which makes that easy. So you're not, like, you know, having to walk around with super huge stickers and stuff. And then there's some shops, like, all their stickers just kind of go, and you don't have to really worry about anything. But I have some Annie Plans inserts in here. Some of hers with, like, list and charts and different things work for me for certain areas. I do my meal planning in my pocket planner, just because I'm usually thinking of meals when I'm at work. Or, you know, something like that, where I don't have to pull my big old planner out. But yeah, I really think, like, trying to figure out your own groove and not so much what looks nice from somebody else. Yes, use those ideas if you think it might work for you, but, like, don't go spending a whole ton of money. Like, just listen to us and save yourself.
Save yourself. And if your friends are like, oh yeah, you need to get this because I'm getting it, and I know you're having financial trouble, but you still need to get it. Like,
but you still need to. Don't
be their friend.
Yeah, no. Don't do it.
Oh, and I wanted to point out, because we both mentioned a couple things that kind of bring us peace. Like, I feel like planner peace can be in the minute details too, like having all your pages the same size, or having all of, you know, your dividers the same color, or having you know, just not having those cut lines on your insert.
Yes. Oh my gosh, that used to drive me so crazy. Something so small, like, just would rack my brain. I couldn't stand it.
Yes. So it's like, even those little things, like, I know that I have this big industrial paper trimmer, and I, all of my pages are the size, like, the same size. So yeah. I just love that. And it does bring peace, you know? So it might not necessarily have to be all of your inserts are in order, all of your things are the way that you want it to be forever. But, like, even the little things can bring about planner peace.
Right. Especially when you're thinking, like, well, how come I don't like this? Or how come, you know, I want to always switch it up. It could be something so small. But yeah. Right now, I've had my dividers in here for quite a while, and they're vellum that I laminated and made myself. I just bit my tongue. I'm always trying to eat some stuff. and then, like, I got these top tabs so that I don't have to use, like, regular dividers to bulk up my planner. Those top tabs from... I forget the name of the shop. Ashley Lee Designs.
Oh.
So, you know, those little ones. And I bought that little set. She had a sale not too long ago. And so I've been wanting to try these things out. And those are so helpful. And I was afraid that they would, like, slide off my papers and stuff. But no, they're, like.
Yeah, they stay.
Awesome quality. They stay there, you know. So some of these sections, that's what I use those for. Those top tab dividers. And then. What's her name? Banana Doodle. Is it Banana Doodle Shop?
Yep.
She had that anniversary box, and she has this cute little chocolate girl with pink puffs, afro puffs. So that's my marker for my weekly hair routine, so I can look at it and see what I'm supposed to do this week. I think it's so cute. It just makes me smile when I open it.
But oh my gosh,
the little things.
That reminds me of that weird creepo guy who sent you that message.
Oh my gosh,
after you posted the picture.
Yeah, I posted that, and then here he is. I'm like, gross, get out of my inbox. I'm so glad you have the option to, like, read the message before you, like, you know,
accept it.
Yeah, you can just block them.
That was so.
I seriously didn't know people still did that, like getting your DMs, like, hey, beautiful, hey, sexy, and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, ew. Get away.
Oh, that is too funny.
Yeah, so. Yeah. But yeah, finding planner peace. And then, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with switching up planners at all. I really don't. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with redecorating or anything like that. It's just, like, the spending, and, you know, sometimes you get guilt, buyer's remorse, or feeling bad, and your hobby should not make you feel bad.
Exactly.
That's with anything. It should not make you feel bad, or, like, you should feel guilty when you're, you know, looking through your planner. I'm like, oh my gosh, I spent this much money on this, or whatever.
Yes. So there was something that Corey from the Reset Girl, she always says, like, every time, like, we meet with her or, like, talk to her, and she's, like, talking about planners and all that, she's like, you should not be embarrassed by your hobby in any way.
No.
You should not be hiding your purchases. Like, if that's what you want to do, you can, of course, but, like, if you're embarrassed by it, then don't do it.
You shouldn't be doing it. And that's with anything, like an alcoholic. Like, if you want to drink, you better drink and have the bottle in your refrigerator, not under the cabinet or hidden away or something. You know what I mean? Like, don't hide it. If you feel like you have to hide it, you ought not be doing it.
Yeah. I feel like when it comes to, like, addictions and different things like that, like, that is a whole different, you know, mental health situation. And it's like, I feel like sometimes these planners can feel like addiction.
An addiction. Yeah. You know, I swear I was addicted to the dollar spot. Like, I literally had to go.
Yeah.
And I had to go every Thursday.
that's when they reset.
Yeah, that's when the girls like come Monday or Thursday. And yeah, I was in there like Monday and Thursday hunting down stuff that I saw on Instagram or whatever.
Oh man,
everybody might not have those challenges, but yeah, I did. I just had to have this stuff.
Yeah,
and the notepads, like I love notepads, and so, and especially the magnetic ones,
mm-hmm.
Because it's just great communication tools. But when you get to the point where you have a whole box of them, like, come on. But
yeah,
you're never going to use that many papers. So just stop it.
Yes. It's we do not want our hobby to become something that's pathological, you know?
Right.
We don't want it to be an addiction. We don't want to have issues because of it. Like, this is something that we do because we want to plan. We want to be able to have some control over our lives in a creative way, but to make it into something that's like kind of leading us down, you know, financial hardship or obsessive things. Like, I think that's really doing, you know, I don't know. I just feel like it's a disservice to everybody, like yourself, or, you know, your family who you're spending that money. Not to tell people what to do with their money, because you can do whatever you feel like doing with your money. But I'm talking to people who feel like it's a problem and know it's a problem for them.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So.
And your planner piece is not going to be someone else's planner piece either. Like MJ and I mean, as many planner sessions and stuff that we've had together, mm-hmm. our styles are completely different. I think the only thing that we do alike or similar is list.
Yes. Yep. I mean,
that's seriously about really, it.
It's so different.
Yeah, our styles are way different, but like list and then some like little accessories and things like that. Like I love page flags. MJ's like, what the heck with the page flag?
I've tried a few, you know.
But she's like, for what? And then, you know, she likes list and of course her pink and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, so just because someone else has that, you just know, and I admire, like, I love going on MJ's Instagram because it just looks pretty. Like there's a lot, right? You go to, I mean, all these different people's planner pages and it looks really nice. Like, oh, I want that. Or I want that. I'm over that now.
Mm-hmm.
So I've learned to admire
from afar. I like to
post, comment, and admire from afar. It's okay.
Yes.
I do not have to have all the things.
Yes, that's so much.
And I don't feel bad about it. Like, I don't feel anything.
Yeah, I'm getting there. Like, I feel like I'm not jealous of anybody's planners, especially the covers. But it's like when somebody's system like really just works and things just look like they're just moving like well-oiled machine. I'm like, dang, I wish mine worked like that. But I think this is a whole nother episode, but I really don't think it's the planner that's the problem. You know, it's definitely what's going on in life and what's happening in life and chaos that really is the issue. And that's why, you know, the planner isn't working.
Right. And that's when I take myself way back to basics. I write down lists like in a day, say like if I have a busy day, and then I do it for like one of my weekly days and I do it for like my weekends or whatever. I'll write down everything that I have to do. Mm-hmm. Sometimes just a regular plain old list pad. And write down all of my tasks, what I have to do. And it doesn't have to be in any particular order. Mm-hmm. But once I'm done checking things off or crossing things off, I go back and look. And this is just when I'm in a hard spot with my planner, trying to figure out what inserts I need or what type of planner system I need. Mm-hmm. And I look at that list and see all the things that I had to do, either in a busy day or on a busy weekend, you know, washing my hair, making sure I'm keeping up with my routine. You know, every week I do something different, whether it's a protein treatment or, you know, this thing called greenhouse effect, like those are on my list.
Mm.
And then, you know, visiting my grandpa, having dinner with him,
mm-hmm.
You know, just making sure I make time for my family here. Like, all these things go on a list, and then that helps me to decide what type of inserts I need or what I need to put on my inserts, you know, keeping up with my chores or, you know, making sure the filters in my house are changed or wiping off my ceiling fans because everybody has allergies, making sure we're keeping up with the vacuuming. Like, all those things are things that I keep up with. I want to be reminded, or if I'm having a super busy week and everything's chaotic, I can always go back to my planner and look at and see what I'm supposed to be doing this weekend, what I'm supposed to be doing this day.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you don't say one week, you're just having a really chaotic week. Like, this week was kind of off. And I'm able to look at my planner and see, okay, so this is supposed to be happening today. This is supposed to happen tomorrow. I can prep myself. And that's why I love meal planning. Mm-hmm. Like, when you get off track and you're like, oh, I made my meal plan, so I must have this stuff in my refrigerator. Right. You know, especially when you have freaking teenagers. Teenagers throw off everything. Like, oh my gosh. I thought I had parenting like under control, but yeah, the kids started turning 13 and just like my whole world is just upside down.
Oh, man.
It's like learning new human beings over and over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then Bubba just had a growth spurt, so he's like 5'11 now. So then his feet and clothes and shoes, like, seriously, jeans are like, oh my gosh, up above his ankles, like almost to his shins, you know? Just in a matter of a week. You know, so like keeping up with that, or if I see something on sale and I'm like, oh, he needs pants, I can grab that and take it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are just things that I write down and keep up with. So that could be planner piece right there. Like, when you're having chaos outside of everywhere, you can go back to your planner, look at a certain day or look at a certain list that you might have and be like, okay, so let's start here, you know? Because it's written down, or you have your routines kind of written down somewhere.
Yeah.
So it's helpful to kind of regroup with that and, you know, with them and their chaos and mess or whatever, and everybody's trying to do driver's ed right now.
Yes.
You know.
I feel like it's so important to note that, like, we are all creative people. We all, you know, love to switch things up, change things. And so I think that it's unrealistic to think that your planner is going to be the same every day, all the time. Like, I think that's the point of planning, and the way that we do is to switch things up and change things. So I think planner peace doesn't necessarily mean just keeping things exactly the same all the time. So, yeah, that's my thought on it.
Yeah. But yeah, I just think that sometimes when you're scrolling through Instagram, or what I've heard from other people and just my own experiences too, is like, when you're looking at other people's planners, you're like, oh, that's pretty, let me go buy that.
Yeah.
And I've learned to take a step back and think about it first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, am I actually going to use this when it comes, or do I actually have a plan for this, or which month, you know, maybe does this go with, rather than just impulse, because I'm an impulsive person.
Yeah.
Me
too.
And so that's another area where I am like trying to work on. I feel like I'm doing okay for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
especially popping off at the mouth at people or things like that. Like, you know, just stepping back, looking at, do I really need that, or am I going to really use that, or should I just admire it from afar?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That would be awesome to like have like a list or some sort of insert where it says like, buy, you know, think about it 1 week longer, or admire from afar.
Admire from afar. Yeah. That is a good list to have.
Yes, like kind of a journaling thing. I think I'm gonna do something like that. That's gonna help me to like write down, this is what I want and what do I need to do with it. Admire from afar.
Right. Right.
Man. Oh, I forgot. The giveaway that we said we were going to do for we took a break last week because just scheduling is rough, man, especially with like new jobs and new situations and teens driving and all this stuff. So we're gonna do a giveaway, and so the giveaway is gonna be sponsored by MJ and Hope, and really it's gonna be one free digital item from the shop. And so if you go to mjandhope.com and use the code PlannerPocketFreebie, then you'll get one regular priced item, digital item for free. So,
yay. Woo woo. Just talked about digitals and printables.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And it's free.
Yes.
Planner girls love, or planner people love free things.
Yes. Man.
Yeah.
So, yes, that brings peace, knowing that you can get something for free and put it in
your planner.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Well, yeah, I feel like we covered this topic. I feel like if anybody else has any ideas about what planner peace means to them, or if you guys like feel like you want us to talk about it a little bit more, or just slide into those DMs,
right?
And let us know.
Suggest the planner pocket on Instagram.
Woo-woo. Alrighty, well, I think that's it.
Bye.
All right, bye.